From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has taken credit for two deadly bombings in the Arabian Peninsula on Friday. Both bombings targeted Shiite mosques and came as Iraq's vice president questioned the effectiveness of U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State forces. A group describing itself as a newly established affiliate said it was responsible for a blast in the eastern Saudi Arabian governorate of Qatif that killed 21 people and wounded at least 80 others. A second bombing near a mosque in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a wounded 13 people. Iraq's vice president, Ayad Alawi, meanwhile, said he has asked Iraqi leaders to form a strategy in the face of what he sees as a failed air campaign that is not controlling the Islamic State's growth. President Barack Obama has reaffirmed U.S. commitment to Israel's security and stressed that Iran must not, under any circumstances, be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. During a visit to one of Washington's largest synagogues on Friday, Mr. Obama said the framework agreement hammered out last month between Iran and six world powers has already halted or rolled back parts of Tehran's nuclear program. But the president said that more needs to be done.
So nobody has a bigger personal stake in making sure that it delivers on its promise. I want a good deal.
Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, the United States, and Germany have been working against a June 30th deadline for a final agreement on their framework accord to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relaxing sanctions. This is VOA News. Attackers in Burundi's capital have thrown grenades into a crowded marketplace, killing at least two people in the latest violence sparked by that country's president's bid for another term in office. Police say that at least a dozen others were injured when grenades went off in a busy market in Bujumbura. It is not clear who is behind those attacks. Anti-government protests continued in the capital Friday. Police fired tear gas at protesters who answered with stones and burned tires. Police and demonstrators have fought running battles during a month of protests against President Pierre Nkurunziza and his plan to run for a third term. In another development, the UN Refugee Agency said an outbreak of cholera has killed 29 Burundian refugees who fled to Tanzania to escape the political unrest at home. The U.S. State Department released online 296 emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that relate to a 2012 attack on U.S. diplomatic facilities in Benghazi, Libya. The State Department said the documents cover a two-year period and relate to the security of and attacks on the U.S. facilities in Benghazi. Four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador, were killed in an attack on that facility. Speaking in New Hampshire Friday, Mrs. Clinton said she is glad the process is underway.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that the emails are starting to come out. This is something that I've asked to be done, as you know, for a long time, and those releases are beginning. I want people to be able to see all of them.
The emails have been a point of contention after it was found that Clinton, a 2016 Democratic presidential candidate, used a personal email account for messages she sent and received as Secretary of State. U.S. and Cuban officials meeting in Washington have failed to reach an overall agreement on reopening embassies and fully reestablishing diplomatic relations after a break of more than 50 years. The State Department's Roberta Jacobson said she remained optimistic that negotiations will conclude, but the two sides still have a few things that need to be ironed out. This week's talks were the first high-level engagement between the two countries since President Obama and Cuban President Raúl Castro met during the April Summit of the Americas in Panama. And U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says she expects the central bank to start raising a key interest rate at some point this year. Yellen told a business group in Rhode Island on Friday she expects the economy to continue improving, ending the need for record low interest rates. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.